Proverbs 18, we need to keep on being reminded about our language and our use of words. Let's just take from verse 6 to verse 8. A fool's lips come into strife, and his speech asks for beatings. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like tasty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. Well, a fool's lips and his speech asks for beatings. The Lord Jesus talks about the day of judgment and condemnation as being of beatings. He says that he who knows what he should do and doesn't do it will be beaten with many stripes, and he who doesn't know what's right or wrong but still does what is wrong will be beaten with fewer stripes. So then, beatings is very much a picture of judgment day. And yet the fool's speech asks for beatings. I think the idea is that we shall be judged by our words. Now, Jesus is very clear about this. And he says in Luke 19 very clearly that we shall be judged out of our own mouths. Matthew 12, out of our own mouths we will be condemned. By your words you'll be justified. By your words you'll be condemned. It is as if in the last day a recording of our speech, of our words, is played back to us. And the problem is with language, we speak all the time. You use thousands of words every day. And of course we forget them, don't we? Forget what you said 10 years ago on a Friday afternoon in April, whatever. You forget those words. And yet God in that sense does not forget. I think all we can do is to confess to God that we have often spoken wrongly, although we can't remember it all, and ask God to forgive us. Psalm 19, you know, cleanse me, forgive me from my secret sins. And I take that to mean the sins that I've done that I either forgot I've done or didn't realize I did, whatever, but I recognize them. Forgive me, please, and pray on your knees. Morning and evening, I urge you to pray on your knees, and you can pray for that. So our language that we use now will have its ultimate moment, that by your words you shall be justified and by your words you shall be condemned, Jesus says. And the fool's speech asks for his beatings, for his condemnation. Likewise, verse 7, a fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. It's as if you've got a noose around your neck and it gets tightened and it's going to kill you. And that noose, that snare, are your lips. It's a powerful figure, isn't it? That human language is so important. And I think why God is saying that language is so important is because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That those words are a reflection of the heart. And God is particularly interested in what you think. It's who you are when nobody's looking. It's what you really think in your heart about somebody. That is what's so important. And our words are also, I think, seen by God as so significant in that they influence other people. You may think, well, I'm just a little fry. I'm just a small person. I'm an insignificant, obscure little person. But actually, you have more influence than you think because you've got a tongue, because you can speak words, and because these days you can write words with your fingers in electronic communication. And see verse 18, the words of a gossip are like tasty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. You can badly affect the innermost parts of another human being. Well, he's saying also that the words of gossip are tasty. You may think you're an insignificant, obscure little person, but you're not, because you can gossip. And those words of gossip that you give to others will be very attractive to them. It'll be like tasty food, and they will go down deep into that person. So he says this, as I say, in the context of the preceding two verses, where he's saying that your words are related to your eternal outcome at the day of judgment. And he's saying that because he knows that your words can affect other people. And it is how you affect others and the damage you do to other people which is going to be so significant in the last day. This is why we must, and I really include myself here, we must be more careful with our words, with what we say. I mean, you know, James, as we know, James has a wonderful chapter about this in the New Testament, that the tongue is a fire that can, just a tiny little thing, tiny little part of your body, that can set on fire a whole forest and can lead you to be burnt up in the Gehenna of condemnation. We must give this its due weight. Please do give it its due weight, that your words can cause huge damage to others and your words can lead to your condemnation. We cannot read this any other way. This is what Solomon's saying here. This is what Jesus says when he says, by your words you shall be justified and by your words you shall be condemned. I mean, how clearer do you want that? When he says to the one talent man, out of your own mouth will I judge you. You've said this? Okay, that's it. Now, of course, I do accept that there are times when you can say things which are not actually in your heart. God recognizes that. God does see that. And God understands also language used in depression. You think of how much slack he cut Job, when Job definitely seems to say some pretty wild things. And yet, at the end, God justifies him. And yet, Job also does put his hand upon his mouth and say, I have spoken wrongly with my lips. And so, all right, God forgives and God overlooks and God is patient. But that is one pole, as it were. The other pole is that we will be judged according to our words. We will be judged in our generation, we could say, according to our communications. And, you know, to distribute gossip, it could just be forwarding something, for information, as it were. That's a tasty morsel that can go down into the innermost parts of a person's life. You've got to be careful. And in the end, if you love, if you truly love people, I think that will lead you to self-control with the tongue and with, as I say, your communications.